Robin Friskel, store on the campaign trail, don't worry. Okay, look, we had a very constructive meeting with the ACT Party. I can confirm there will be a national-led government. We're now working our way through the details of that. I'm not going to summarise those for you today, but it's fair to say that the ACT Party put on the table some policy areas of great concern to them. We're working our way through those. I'm actually confident about the process and the progress that we're making. It's our intention to meet again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The only other final comment I'd make is that Mr. Hyde requested a briefing from the Treasury. I support the view that that party should have that briefing. We may do that jointly tomorrow, that's a possibility, and that's a recognition of the international economic crisis that's prevailing. And it's important that all political leaders and political parties have the best information about it.
What policy areas did they put on the table, and can you meet that sort of demand?
As you would expect, they put the core issues that they've campaigned very hard on, law and order, climate change and government expenditure. The kinds of progress that they would want made in those areas, to me, looked reasonable. But we're working our way through.
Is the emissions trading scheme going to be a sticking point?
Look, I'm confident we're making progress, but I think it's better that we allow that process to take place behind the scenes.
And Roger Douglas, has his name come up in any way?
Yes, it came up, and I reiterated my position. While I respect Rodney's position in relation to Mr. Douglas, I just need to reiterate that Mr. Douglas won't be a cabinet minister or a minister outside cabinet under a government that I lead.
Did you discuss the ministerial positions?
We did have discussions about those, and again, that's work in progress.
One or two ministers?
Work in progress.
It could be more than one, Mr. Kidd.
Let's just allow those discussions.
Just in terms of the process, would you expect those areas that Rodney talked about to be completely resolved before you enter a formal coalition, or could you talk about a process in which to address those once the coalition's formed?
I think it'd be fairest to characterise it as it's a process that we're following, and there is more work to be done in certain areas rather than a definitive result in one area or another.
Is the fact that he's been given a briefing flexible
enough
that he may get a role in the finance area?
Look, I don't want to prejudge that today, and ultimately Rob can speak for himself in terms of that, but Mr. Hyde has considerable economic experience.
So he will get some role that will be in the Commerce or Financial sphere?
Well, I don't want to prejudge it today, but he has considerable financial experience.
When do you think it will be sewn up?
Well, there will be a government, so there's an assurance from the party that one way or the other they'll be supporting a national led government. So the issue is what form that relationship takes. And as I say, we're meeting again at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Is that going to be an issue, though, for the Governor-General? You're saying he will have to be satisfied that you've got a governing arrangement. But will they be satisfied if you're just giving the numbers but the deal hasn't been hammered out in terms of policy and other arrangements?
Well, he would need to see and needs to publicly see and be able to demonstrate that we can put together a government and hold together a government. And that's an issue of the number of confidence and supply votes we effectively control in the House. Now I'm very confident that he will be able to see that, receive the assurance already from Mr. Hyde. So the issue isn't whether we can get confidence in supply, because between the two parties we can achieve that. The only issue now is what the structure and form of the future government takes.
So does that mean you... from Rodney that gives that commitment?
No, but I accept him at his word. He's a man of his word.
But would you expect this to result in a coalition agreement?
I would hope so. That's
within the next few days.
Well, our intention is to work towards that.
And are we talking about the sort of government where you're bound by collective responsibility on all issues, or are we talking about the sort of arrangement that we've had recently where you can disagree about everything except the ministerial portfolio?
I think the latter, in the sense of not a formal coalition, is probably the likely outcome of any of the relationships that we would have, whether they are with the ACT Party, United Future, or the Māori Party.
So ministers outside of cabinet?
That is likely to be, but I don't want to prejudge those.
Is it minority government?
That is likely to be.
Have you had any update, John, on the length of time it's going to take to form the government?
We have, and maybe I'll give you more information about that this afternoon, but
but it looks as if a timetable could potentially be met where it would be possible for me to attend APEC.
Mr. Hyatt has said that he still wants to be free as a party to criticise National where he thinks it's going on. So really that comes up with impediment responsibility.
Well, that is one of the advantages of the kind of relationship that was put together in the 2005 to 2008 Labor government, where Winston Peters and Peter Dunn were ministers with responsibility for specific portfolios, but not a formal part of the government. And the reason for that is it's a safety valve that allows to criticise the government in areas other than their own portfolio. They only attend cabinet meetings and cabinet committee meetings for their specific responsibilities.
Do you remember what that was in the Constitution?
I was. And in hindsight, it's been pretty more effective than I thought.
Are there any matters that ACT has put on the table as bottom lines that you have had this?
Well, no, in the sense that they've given us support for confidence and supply. And that is because they campaigned very hard in the election that they would support a National-led government. Now, I actually happen to think that the chemistry between Roger Hyatt and myself is good relationship. We've enjoyed that working relationship for some time, and I'd like to see a relationship which allows him to use his skills, and maybe potentially the skills of others, more, you know, for the advancement of the government. But ultimately, there will be one. There will be a government.
Mr. Hyde, would you live with the minister outside of cabinet position?
Well, first of all, let me shake John Key's hand, because we have assured today John Key that we will support him as the next Prime Minister of New Zealand. So John Key has a commitment from the ACT Party on supply and confidence. We campaigned saying that we would support a John Key-led government, and I was pleased to see John this afternoon and give him that reassurance. So he is going to be the next Prime Minister of New Zealand. The second thing I said in coming in was that we had built up, since John Key had become leader of the National Party, literally under the radar screen, a good relationship with John Key. He's a man that I respect and have learned to trust, and I believe that we can build on a working relationship with John Key as Prime Minister. As for the other matters, in terms of policy, in terms of places around the table, that is something that, of course, we're discussing. But the important thing today is that we have recommitted the ACT Party to supporting John Key and a National-led government, and we're also committed to a process by seeing how we can best contribute to the government and to the future of New Zealand.
But as a ministerial post outside cabinet, it would seem to be able to accommodate quite well what you are looking to achieve.
Well, these are the things that we're discussing, and both of us have to take this matter to our respective board. But I have to say that Heather Roy and I have had a great meeting with John Key and Bill English, and I'm sure that it's a much better meeting than you'd be expecting on the other alternatives that the voters had before them this election.
Mr. Key, Mr. Hyde, do you want two ministerial roles, and do you, as Guyon asked about the finance role, is that keen on something in a finance position?
Look, the first enthusiasm is to ensure a good government and to provide some secure and stable government to provide some direction to New Zealand. That's the first thing. We've achieved that today. I think that's a big achievement for the first day. We've also been committed to building up a good relationship with John Key and his team, and I think that's well underway. As for policy, well, you know what we campaigned on, and as for positions around the table and how that might work, that's for down the track as part of these discussions. And we're not going to have these discussions on camera in front of the media. They're for John and I and our respective teams to do.
But do you accept the Roger Douglas position that John Key won't have an inside outside?
Well, John Key is the Prime Minister. He's going to be the Prime Minister. That's his call. I was disappointed when he said it. I remain disappointed. But of course, you know, you can't get everything that you want in life, and you certainly can't in politics.
And you didn't answer the question about a role in the area of finance.
Well, just let me finish on the second question. And so we have to accept John Key's call on that. But of course, Roger Douglas is part of our team, and we've got five MPs. They'll be making a big contribution to Parliament and hopefully a contribution to government. There's many ways you can do that. And Roger Douglas, along with John Biscow and Heather Roy and David Garrett, will be making that contribution. He'll certainly be making a contribution to that caucus and therefore to me. In terms of the finance, what particular role I could have, look, it's very flattering, but that's a discussion for John and I and our respective teams and, in fact, our parties.
Do you think that with five MPs, though, you do deserve two positions in the executive?
Well, life often isn't about what you deserve. Goodness me, here I am. So think how that works.
but it's about what we can come to an agreement about and what we can make work. But I think the most important thing, after assuring that we have a John Key-led government, is to establish a working relationship, because this is a government that's going to last 3 years, 6 years, 9 years for certain, if we do it right. And that's not about having an arm wrestle about particular policies or particular places around the table. It's actually about building on the constructive working relationship that we have, building a level of trust and respect that we have for each other. And I have to say that's making great progress. And we're not going to do that and further that just through, you know, flip comments in the media right now. We've got a process to work through. I can assure you that the ACT Party, like John's, is committed to making it as quick as possible.
Haven't you given away all your negotiating power, though, by giving them this assurance before you've actually sat down and sort of had that arm wrestle over policies?
In a way, yes, but we gave that away before the election. So we gave an assurance to the people of New Zealand when we were campaigning that we wanted and would support a John Key-led government. We're sticking to our word.
What will you do if you don't get what you want?
Well, I don't think it's about what we want. What we're doing is saying what's best for New Zealand. And we've got a clear view about some of the areas that we need to advance for the country. And if we, you know, so that's a discussion that we're having. And I think John Key, look, we agree on a lot.
So you're ruling out pulling support if you don't get what you want around the negotiating table?
I've said that we will support a John Key-led government.
But 2% of people claim they're doing what's best for New Zealand, but only 3% of people agree with the description. I mean, isn't there a danger that you become what you've often, I think, criticised as well, making the dollar?
No, because what we're doing, first of all, is we were clear in this campaign that we would support John Key to be Prime Minister. We're honouring that commitment. That's point one. That's hardly the tail wagging the dog, because we're not about to throw our toys out of the sandpit because, quote, we don't get what we want. We've actually made it clear to voters that we're supporting John Key. We'll honour that commitment. The second thing that we're doing is we're building up a relationship. And of course, you don't know what's going to happen 3 years, 6 years, 9 years down the track. The important thing is that we can all work together for the good of the country. There's nothing dog wagging tail or tail wagging dog in any of that. It's actually about building a relationship. We want to contribute to our parliament and hopefully to the next government. What John and I are exploring is the best way that we can do that.
Don't you know that you've actually got the commitment of confidence and supply? Can't you actually now form a government? I mean, isn't that all you need?
Oh, in a technical sense, yes, and that's my point. I'm confident we're progressing. But this is about building a long-term relationship and a relationship of mutual respect with the ACT Party. I'm confident we can do that. We're meeting again at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I think it's pretty good progress for day one.
John, you promised you'd pay close to $400,000. Have you thought we'd take that or put it to a charity or anything like that? Have you thought about anything?
Well, historically, I've donated a reasonably large portion of my salary. I'm going to continue to make those donations, and look, I haven't reflected exactly how large that will be, but I think most New Zealanders understand that I'm not in this job for the money.
Will you be claiming the rebate on that money?
In what sense? What rebate?
Well, you promised to, or you accepted the policy of lifting the cap on tax rebates on charitable deductions. Are you going to be...
Well, most probably, but actually what this means is I've actually made larger donations in the last 12 months since it's been there. I think it's a great policy. It encourages philanthropic behaviour in New Zealand.
So you will be claiming...
As a general rule, I think most people understand that I tend not to take some of the things I'm entitled to as Leader of the Opposition. I didn't take a self-drive car, I don't take a house... I will move into Premier House, but it's larger for the purposes of being able to entertain the international guests.
John, can I just give a quick comment about Māori Party talks tomorrow and where they're going to fit into this?
Well, I'm looking forward to having those talks tomorrow. If they follow along the way that they followed today, it'll be very constructive. I believe that there's some real synergies between the Māori Party and the National Party. Obviously, there'll be different types of issues that they'll probably raise. But I'm hopeful that over a period of time, National may be in a position where it can control its confidence and supply 70 seats in the House, quite a broad and inclusive arrangement of parties. There's a lot of synergies between the ACT Party and the Māori Party. There's a lot of personal relationship there. And we're looking forward to seeing Peter Dunn this afternoon.
But you don't need to assume the Māori Party for the
ACT Party. I don't. I don't think there's argument, but I'm there for the long-term government. National for New Zealand. Thank you very much.
Thank you.